Sunshine, won't you shine on me? The brightest thing that I see. Oh, and I would never be as bright as you, you see, unless you let me be. Oh, sunshine, won't you stick around? You're the greatest thing that I've found. Yeah, and I can hear the honeybees, the leafy trees, the buttercups and daisies making sound. And then I saw her on the shore, gold dust in her hair, a gentle gaze that helped to raise my worries and my cares. Yeah, she smiled at me and turned around, sunset on the sea, another summer day in Galway Bay, no place I'd rather be.
Lovely. Yes, that's Sunshine. And by my next guest, Paulie, or Paul O'Donovan, he has said, Sunshine is a love song to the summer months and my hometown Galway. That's lovely. That was a nice statement. How are you, Paul?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on again.
Not at all, not at all. It's very good to have you. When the song came through, I was delighted. It was really, really good sound.
Nice.
Yes, it glad is. Nice and happy. It's a nice, happy, buzzy sound, and we need that, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yes, that's what I've heard
when people hear it. They say we need a bit of optimism.
Now, you say something about that the song was written in a fever as I surveyed a bright and sustained warmth one April's evening. this is like some novel that you're bringing out, is it? Is this your next move?
I actually wrote the song a few years ago when I returned to Ireland after spending a few years in Australia. So I had been through a few months of long Irish winter at that time and was crying out for a bit of real warmth and sunshine. So I reckon it was the first proper sunny day after the clocks went back a few years back. And I picked up and wrote the song very quickly because I was filled with a bit of optimism for the brighter days ahead.
Very good. So how have things been now? I mean, we can go back to, like, how long have you been doing this? Because I know you spoke to Donny there. Was it 2019 that you spoke to Donny?
No, it was last year, actually. So,
I had previously been a
bedroom musician, I suppose, writing songs but not releasing them into the wild, so to speak. And it was actually during the first lockdown last year.
You wrote Cocoon. Wasn't that right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I all of a sudden had all this time on my hands and decided to finally put something out into the world. So I wrote Cocoon, which was off a 3-track EP called Isolation Station, which was written and produced last April and May during the first lockdown. And And I released a single, Cocoon, which did pretty well and got a nice amount of radio play, which was to my surprise, of course, because I hadn't done it before. But yeah, I was delighted.
And I may have said that you were from Galway, but you're actually born in Cork. You're a Cork man.
Yes, I am. Cork family. I was born in Cork. I was raised in Galway. So this song's a bit of a shout out to the place I was raised.
Oh, I see. Yes, very good. Oh, well, Galway's just gorgeous, isn't it? It's lovely.
It is when the sun shines. So hopefully this song can be a good omen for the summer.
Oh, my goodness. And are you there now? Is that where you are at the moment in Galway?
I am, yeah. I'm working from home at the moment from my folks' place in Galway, yeah.
Very good. So I presume you used to go out and about doing the gigs, the pubs and clubs and whatever, and it's quite different now. Are you doing any web gigs or anything online?
I haven't actually done many of the web gigs. They don't really appeal to me so much, to be honest. I mean, it's tough for people, no doubt about it, without the live events. And it's hard to tell when they'll be back at all, especially indoor events. But I think personally speaking, since I've only started releasing music over the past 12 months and was never really a fully fledged live act in the first place, right, I can use this time as an opportunity to build a bit of a following and establish myself so that when things open up again, I might have the opportunity to play a few gigs.
Right. So then what's the day job? What do you normally do?
Day job, financial services. We'll leave it at that because it's so boring.
That is such a such a contrast. My goodness.
Yeah, there's a festival called Wild Roots, which is scheduled to take place in Sligo in August. They're trying to get it right and have a bit of a COVID-safe event with testing and everything. So, fingers crossed it does go ahead. I have a small opportunity to be part of that on one of their smaller up-and-coming stages.
Now, tell us a bit more about that now. I need to know all about that. Wild Roots.
Wild Roots in Sligo, yeah.
Oh, it'll be in Sligo. And yeah. Where will the tickets be going on sale?
I think they're on sale.
Right.
It's got a really good lineup, actually. It's definitely worth checking out. The only thing is whether it'll actually go ahead, of course.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is, I suppose, if all things go well and everybody's vaccinated, I can't see a gig. You know, is it an open-air gig?
It's open-air, and I think the idea is that they would have these rapid antigen tests that you could take and get your results quickly.
Yes.
Now, has that been signed off or not? I don't know. But they're certainly ploughing ahead with the booking acts and selling tickets. So fingers crossed. It would be great if they could have an outdoor event this year.
And is it going to be kind of a folk and country kind of a feel to it? Or, you know, who are the other artists? Do you know anything? Or what's
Kaiser Chiefs, James Morrison. I think you've got, you know, Jenny Green, Aslan, Damien Dempsey.
Oh, wow. So there's a bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them that has it all. And it's got kind of activities such as rock climbing and stuff as well. And comedians. So it sounds brilliant. And we're all itching to go to something like that, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's a bit like, what was that, Pula Utsa or Pula, I can't remember the name of it. But you could bring families and kiddies went along and everybody went to the festivals. I know my niece brought the kiddies along to it. And there was all sorts of activities like that, as well as the music. Sounds like a great thing. So you're going to be, you're hoping to do that. You'll be on the lineup there for August of this year.
I'm hoping so, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And what are the dates?
That's the 15th of August.
Right.
The weekend of.
Weekend of, yeah. That sounds amazing. Oh, I must get in and get a ticket there. If I have the vaccine, have vaccine, will travel. I keep saying that. Have passport, yeah. Will travel. Though I don't know whether I'll fly now for a while. I think I'll leave it a year or so. But I definitely want to go to a gig. I'm just itching to go and see some live music. So what else now are you writing besides Sunshine? The head is down and you're writing a few other songs, I take it, for this gig. You're going to bring out some new music there?
Yeah, I'm hoping to, I suppose, bring out another. I'm kind of working on a couple at the moment, AGN, and I'm hoping to bring out a couple of more singles this year. Certainly another one in the summer, and then probably another just after the summer. So I've a few songs, even just from the past. You know, I've got a fairly healthy bucket load of them to dip into if I need them. So it's just more about getting them produced and released at this point.
Right. And how did you start into the music industry? Was it a love of an instrument first, or were the words, were you always just writing things?
It's the instrument, really. So I would have played piano and guitar, and I was in a brass band when I was younger. Right. And I don't know. I think all musicians kind of say they don't know where it comes from, but it comes from somewhere, because I was writing songs when I was 14 or 15 when I first started playing. So it's really just the last few years, I think, with technology moving on and stuff, that you can really do this stuff at home. Now, it took me a few years to learn how to do it properly. And then I sent, so for my first EP, I sent it off to a guy called Stephen Lovett, who I'm friends with, who is a good producer and mixer and masterer. So he did the mixing and mastering after I had produced the track. And even for Sunshine now, I mean, it's funny how you react to COVID and using technology to do things remotely. Mm-hmm. For instance, the bass on this new track is played by my old friend Mike Dowd, who's in London. And the mandolin was played by Stephen Lovett, again, who mixed and mastered the track from his place in Wexford. So these are things I would never have considered previously, where you felt you just needed to be physically in a studio with other musicians and that's it. But, you know, there's some small some benefits out of the situation we're in, the way we learn how to do things differently.
I know. I've been saying that right through it, that we see the good that the internet can bring about. You know, all these Zoom calls that we're having, you know, we're connecting all over the world. And I've been speaking to musicians in Canada and America and through Zoom. And, you know, these are things that the internet are great at. And there's been an awful lot of artists, actually, over the years. You see where one is in America and one is in somewhere else, and they've put together a song and never actually came together in a studio at all. You know, and they just do their bits. And then it's all mixed down. Yeah, yeah, and it's fantastic.
They're sending their parts remotely. It's funny how you can bring that new, different people together to do those projects.
Yes, yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. You know, so it's great that you have that facility to be able to do it. And it's great that you're able to write these songs. Who would be your influences? I got a bit of from the Sunshine song anyway. It was kind of like a bit of Mike Scott and the Waterboys and that sort of, I suppose they are folk band or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good question. I love hearing what other people think, because you've heard a couple of my other songs that they're all quite different, to be honest. So I tend to pick a kind of theme and go with it. So this is a bit of a folk country theme, whereas Cocoon was more of a pop electro. So I will literally listen to anything from you know, Metallica to Billie Eilish and everything in between.
Right. Oh, I see. So you just like, well, I suppose I would love all sorts of music. I think punk would be the only one that would kind of go a bit, you know, askew. But I suppose there's one or two there that I'd like as well, you know. But if it's good, it's good, you know, no matter what.
I mentioned Metallica there. I don't think I'll be releasing any heavy metal songs.
You won't. That's good.
Folk and pop, I would say.
Yes, and a bit of country, a little bit of country.
A little bit of country.
Yeah, you had a little bit of country in there in one of them, I think, that I heard. But it's really nice now. I really love that song, and definitely it would lighten the mood and lift us through these times. And we're hoping for plenty of sunshine to come. Please, God.
Yes. Hopefully it's a good omen, as I said. Yeah, and thanks a million. It's I've already been delighted with how it's going. I found myself on the RT Radio 1 recommend list last week.
Oh, my goodness.
My surprise. So Sunshine was on rotation.
Wow.
Crossing that radio station. And my Spotify has been hopping for the last few days. So fingers crossed. I'd love to hear it on the radio this summer. It'd be a great thrill.
That would be marvellous. Well, we'll be playing it here.
Brilliant. That's great to know. Thanks a million.
But that's great to have it on the RT playlist. Yeah, on the top 10. That's great. So it's been a joy to... And do you go by Paulie?
Yeah.
Rather than your official title, Paul O'Donovan. You're Paulie. Yeah. That's your title.
I had to come up with something snappy quickly last year.
Very good. Very good. That's great. Well, it's been a joy to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining me. I wish you all the best of luck with that single, Sunshine. And I'm sure we'll have you on again when you've brought out your EP. Is it an EP that you're bringing out with this?
No, just a single. I'll have another single probably in July for you. So watch this space.
Yes. Well, send it through to us and we'll play it. Yeah.
I will do. Thanks a million.
Lovely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paulie. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was the lovely Paul O'Donovan, or Paulie, as he likes to be known now. Speaking to us all the way from Galway there. And you had his gorgeous song, Sunshine. Near FM.